Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of The Walking Dead Season 5, Episode 3, Four Walls and a Roof, written by Angela Kang and Corey Reed, and directed by Jeffrey F. January. While watching Four Walls and a Roof, the third episode of The Walking Dead's fifth season, something occurred to me, something that had been in the back of my mind every episode of the season so far, but something that I wasn't sure if I was ready to believe. I think The Walking Dead may finally have become consistently great television. The show has flirted with greatness in the past, but even when it was great and terrific and everything I wanted it to be, it would almost always be immediately followed by something boring or terrible. Even my favorite season up to this point, Season 3, has its share of rough moments, particularly in the latter half. But every episode of Season 5 has been better than the last, and not only that, they've been better than almost every other episode of the show. The Walking Dead appears now to be a show that has finally found its voice, and is now using its premise for really interesting and exciting things. At the end of last season, The Walking Dead seemed to be positioning Gareth as the new big bad, a replacement to fill a void left by the governor. Now, Gareth and his crew are dead in one of the most brutal, intense sequences the show has ever done. The Walking Dead seems on a quest to continually one-up itself in terms of violence, and man, does it succeed. On top of that, the death of Bob hits, and it hits hard. As I mentioned in my last review, I was never crazy about Bob, but his death was more emotional for me than I think any other death in the show. A lot of that is in Gilliard's performance, which really got into the pain and sadness seems to be a recurring theme of Bob's life. It made me sad that we didn't get to see more of this character, a feat I didn't think was even possible. Otherwise, the episode sets up some big stuff for the rest of the season. Abraham is taking Glenn and Maggie with him to Washington, and Daryl returns to camp without Carol or Beth. Some intriguing stuff appears to be on the way, and the strong start the season has gotten off to makes me think the show will be able to deliver. Thank you for listening to The Walking Dead podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Walking Dead and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, mindless zombies.